here's a story from The World.
Three LGBTQ activists in Poland were in court this week. They faced charges of offending religious beliefs for hanging up posters of the Virgin Mary with a rainbow halo. Activists say the case is just the latest attack on the LGBTQ community in Poland, where state-sanctioned homophobia is common practice. The World's Bianca Hillier has the details.
Back in April of 2019, Polish activists Elżbieta, Anya, and Joanna hung up these posters in front of a Catholic church in Płock. Inside this particular church was an Easter art installation that listed a bunch of sins: greed, hate, envy, and...
Among those sins, there were gender and LGBT. These were also supposed to be sins.
Karolina Gierdal is a lawyer for a Polish organization called Campaign Against Homophobia. She says the activists were trying to spread a message of acceptance.
To actually use a symbol of love, of maternal love, to put a rainbow halo in there, to say that everybody is loved.
It didn't go over well. According to Amnesty International, police were called and they raided Elżbieta's house. They took her laptop, phone, and memory cards. After a year-long investigation, Elżbieta, Anya, and Joanna, whose last names haven't been released for security reasons, were all charged under a specific part of Poland's criminal code, Article 196. Basically, this article makes it illegal to offend religious feelings by publicly insulting an object of religious worship or a place designated for public religious ceremonies. Activists argue this infringes on the right to freedom of expression.
Freedom of expression in terms of what you say, but also in terms of artistic expression, is being curtailed in Poland under this Article 196.
Belinda Deer is an advocacy officer at ILGA Europe, an organization supporting the activists.
The law needs to be very clearly defined so that the offender can adapt their freedom of expression to be in line with the law. And Article 196 is vaguely worded and it leaves space for arbitrary interpretation.
That, she says, is what's happening with Elżbieta, Anya, and Joanna's case. Belinda added that Article 196 also breaks international human rights laws that Poland is supposed to abide by. A lot of people are on the activist side. LGBTQ advocates have gathered outside the courthouse for each of the hearings. Online, supporters use the hashtag #RainbowsDoNotOffend, and nearly 150,000 have signed onto a campaign asking prosecutors to drop the charges against the women. I asked Belinda if she has hope that they will.
No. The short answer is no. Unfortunately, we don't have much hope. The government does not have any interest in protecting women's rights or LGBTI rights in any way.
Elżbieta, Anya, and Joanna face up to 2 years in prison. Lawyer Karolina Gierdal doesn't think they'll get the full sentence, but says the verdict will be a political decision aimed at a chilling effect.
Telling everyone that even a rainbow flag, a very peaceful symbol that is optimistic and says a lot about human equality and about love and respect for each other, is something that we can prosecute you for.
Scare tactics like this, she added, won't work on these activists.
Because Elżbieta, Anya, and Joanna are really courageous and they are not going to stop being activists and being active in the field of human rights.
Still, Karolina worries that a harsh verdict on this case will deter the masses from putting on a rainbow sticker or flying a flag from their balcony. But outside the final hearing this week, rainbow flags flew without hesitation. Advocates showed their support with music and rainbow streamers, despite freezing temperatures and active snowfall. The judge didn't give a verdict. It'll be announced on March 2nd. But the signs outside the courthouse sent a clear message to the activists. They read, "You will never walk alone." For The World, I'm Bianca Hillier.